Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
There's a story in my eyes. Turn the pages of desire. Now it's time to trade those dreams for the rush of passion's fire. I can feel you tremble. I feel the hand of fate reaching out to both of us. I've been holding back the night.
Oh yeah, pot it down. I don't want to pay for it, but I love this part. Pot it down, all the way down, all the way down. Now all the way up. Survivor is your artist of the day, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, this is the guy that went on to do...
Oh, it's so good.
Real Men of Genius. Eager is your keyword this hour. Eager, E-A-G-E-R. Text it into 72881. Are you stoned or just thinking real deeply in there? Hey, you.
He can't even hear you. You know why? He's doing news things.
What's he doing in there?
I don't know.
LaVoy.
I think he's on Amazon.
Are you stoned?
No. Why? What's going on?
The way you're staring at that computer screen, I mean.
I just said to him, he's in there doing news things.
Doing like news stuff. This modern technology vexes me. I'm easily confused.
Vexes you?
See, it's got me saying words like vex.
He has to squint at it. That's the issue.
That's part of it, yeah.
Hey, I will teach you later, Mark, how to change the aspect ratio on your computer screen. It has saved me when I come into work. Saved me because I fired off a nasty email one day because I thought that there was something wrong with the computer because I couldn't read the number on it. And I said, someone needs to fix that. Mm-hmm. There's you can't see it.
Are you going to make it bigger like an old lady Bible?
Yes! It's going to be like
a what? An old lady Bible?
Old lady Bible.
You know, they have the huge type in there.
Nice.
I know how to do that now, and I will show you how, and it will make me happy to do it.
All right.
I'll share my old ladiness with you.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you.
You doing all right in there?
I'm hanging in.
Because you look high as balls.
He's not. He can't see the computer screen. All of these screens are ratioed for young people eyes. We are not young people. Not anyone here.
We're not old.
I mean, the youngest person here has glasses.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's not like we have people sitting in these chairs that are in their 20s. They need to fix the damn aspect ratios on all these computers.
So what happened to Rebecca? Did she get sick or something?
Yeah. Everybody's sick, man. It's like the old man here, me.
Isn't it weird? The guy that doesn't get the flu shot never gets sick, huh?
I got my flu shot, which was a rare one.
I got my flu shot.
Yeah.
I didn't get mine.
I can't tell you the last time I got a flu shot.
Okay. Well, let's just all be irresponsible.
We're not anti-vaxxers. I just don't get the flu shot. I ate enough boogers and dirt when I was a kid that I don't get sick.
Yeah. See, this is why he didn't go to med school. Among many reasons.
There is something to that, though.
The boogers and dirt, that's for sure.
That's right.
I mean, you got to kind of expose yourself to a little bit.
Yeah, we didn't have hand sanitizer or bacterial wipes.
Nope.
We didn't have any of that stuff.
I ate boogers and dirt, and I never get sick.
That's great. Thank you for that, Dr.
Don't act like you didn't, LaVoy.
No.
You never ate your boogers when you were a kid?
Who says I stopped? No, I don't continuously inoculate myself with boogers, but I think, you know.
Just here and there when the mood strikes you.
A lot of $10 exactly. words here.
Well, that's a big one.
Yeah.
All right.
That's enough. I'm in no mood for weird noises.
Gold digging.
God.
You're in a mood today.
I am in a mood.
What is going on?
I think I need to get out of here, except I'm so excited for the Super Bowl.
So you might want to stay.
Yeah, I want to stay through like Monday morning, and then I'm done. I'm done. If the sun doesn't come back, I'm done.
Now, wait a minute. What did I tell you on Friday? What did I tell you?
That I should leave.
And I said, just let me know if you're leaving,
yeah,
and I'll take care of it next week,
yeah,
that being this week.
Yeah.
And I asked you.
I know.
I almost begged you.
I know.
To go to Miami.
You fear for your safety over there.
Well, I do.
No, it'll be fine. Chris is gone. He'll hold the fort down. Which, speaking of, we should text Lara and see if she can call in either today or tomorrow. They've been down there since...
Well, she's not doing it. Give me her
yeah,
number.
They've been down there since Sunday or Monday.
Text her right
I
now.
I want to say.
See if she'll join us at 2:15.
I'm sure she's putting news together.
Well, please. Professor Tom Hedrick will be joining us at 3:15 this afternoon. For those of you who are not familiar with Professor Hedrick, he was for many years the voice of the KU Jayhawks, mm-hmm, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. In fact, he called their first Super Bowl.
He called their first Super Bowl.
He was the voice of the Cincinnati Reds for many years.
And finished his career at Baker University. Mm-hmm. Did play-by-play, I think, for basketball and football.
Mm-hmm.
And retired about a year ago. I went to his last call.
Yeah.
Sandra Levis and I went down for his last call because we were his favorite students. And he did not ask where you were.
That's okay, because I rest...
He was just thrilled to see Sandra and me.
I rest easy at night knowing that I'm Tom Bullock's favorite
and
student.
And he is going to call in. I knew he was a big deal. I'm going to be honest. I had forgotten he called the Super Bowl 50
sure
years ago.
Mm-hmm. Called the KU Jayhawks. Cincinnati, I believe he may have even called the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that's
back in
right
the day, if I'm not mistaken, and then went on to an illustrious career as a professor at the University of Kansas.
He is actually the only surviving play-by-play announcer from the first Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Packers.
Mm. Did he call Super Bowl IV?
Yes,
he did.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll visit with Tom Hedrick at 3:15 this afternoon. He's getting up there in age, but I talked to him earlier this afternoon. He is still lucid. Sounds great. So we will talk to him here in a little bit. We'll try to get Lara Moritz on here in just a second. Mm-hmm. She is in Miami. Is your husband in Miami yet?
He will be there Thursday.
So he's still here.
And I want to correct myself. It was Super Bowl I between Green Bay and Kansas City. It was a 35-10 score in the first ever AFL-NFL World Championship.
Yeah. It wasn't even called the Super Bowl back
then. Later known as Super Bowl I. So mm-hmm, I don't think he did call four. He called one. That's crazy.
53 years ago. So we'll visit with Tom Hedrick later on this afternoon. Mark Lavoie filling in for Rebecca Crockett. Sam Stevie III. Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Laura Moritz from Channel 9 is going to join us right after 2:30. She is in beautiful Miami, Florida. Apparently there's a football game being played down there this weekend.
Yeah, so weird. I looked up, and we will get to more on Professor Tom Hedrick here coming up in the next hour. But if you look up the very first Super Bowl, which wasn't even called Super Bowl.
It was the AFL-NFL
World
Championship,
yeah, right? All known broadcast tapes of that game in its entirety were subsequently wiped by both NBC and CBS to save costs. It was a common practice in the TV industry at the time, as videotapes were very expensive. One half-hour tape cost around $300 at the time, equivalent to about $2,200 today. Plus, they could not possibly know back then
what it would become.
Huge, big deal this would become.
Mm. And we'll ask them about that.
There was
Did you know in that first Super Bowl
that it was going to be like this?
Right.
It also says this was the only Super Bowl where the numeric yard markers were 5 yards apart rather than 10, as is customary today.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Well, it just means they marked the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35.
That's too many numbers.
Okay. A story here from the Lawrence Journal-World. A potential case of coronavirus has been identified at Lawrence Memorial Hospital, according to a spokeswoman for the hospital this afternoon. Spokeswoman Amy Northrup said the hospital received a patient with symptoms of a respiratory illness and that the patient had recently traveled to Wuhan, China, where the first case of the mysterious respiratory disease has been identified. The hospital would not disclose the age nor the gender of the patient due to privacy concerns.
Well, do they live in a dorm?
Northrup said to expect an update on the patient who is being cared for in an isolation room at LMH by the end of the week. A news release from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said the patient, quote, was not severely ill and is currently in isolation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Scott Pauley, a spokesman for the Centers for Disease Control, said this morning that there were no confirmed cases of the disease in Kansas.
How long does it take to figure that out?
Probably not very long.
I would assume not very long.
There is no vaccine nor treatment for the disease. Coronaviruses are common in animals, but rarely evolve to infect humans and spread between humans, according to the CDC. So Lawrence Memorial Hospital may have a case of coronavirus.
Great.
Good times.
I said that yesterday. Who are all of these people coming back from Wuhan, China?
Who the hell goes to Wuhan?
Amen.
I never even heard of the place.
And I'm gonna be a little honest here, Scott. If you were there and you're coming back here, I hope that all of those people are going overboard with the precautions that they need to be taking. And again, we don't know who this person is, the age, but you know, if you're coming back here from over there, you almost need to self-quarantine out of respect for the rest of us until we get a handle on this.
By the time you get back, you've already been on a plane with 230 other people.
And touching knobs and your face and shaking people's hands and getting on elevators and escalators and, you know, the glass that you drink from at the restaurant. Now the waitress has touched the glass. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on.
How do you stop it? Do you just prevent Americans from traveling to China, or do you ban flights from China from arriving in the United States?
No, they're chartering one today to get 230 people back.
No, I understand, but and then what do you do with the guy who gets a flight out of Wuhan and goes to Sydney, Australia first and then travels to the United States?
You can't stop that.
It's impossible.
You have to hope that people are responsible and self-quarantine for 14 days. When they come back.
Before they go to the airport and catch it in the airport.
Correct.
And then come to the United States and 14 days later are contagious.
Yep.
Okay. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
I know is if, let's just say that person lives in close quarters with other people.
Like in a dormitory?
I'm just throwing this out. There's a chance. I hope that person took every precaution on the way back, or that is absolutely the most reckless thing I can imagine.
I mean, one would think it would be plausible to suggest that this is an international exchange student.
Or someone that just has family over there.
Why did this person come back last week?
I don't know.
What started last week? Classes.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
I got a kid there too, man.
Look, if your kid had a roommate from Wuhan and your kid says to you randomly one day, oh my gosh, I miss my roommate. She's over in Wuhan. Oh my God. I'd be like, first of all, you ain't going back. No way. You're staying home.
We're going to telecommute this second semester at KU.
It could be anyone. The timing is
suspect.
Suspect.
Mm-hmm. Came back last week. What started last week? Classes. Just saying. You stay away from my daughter.
I got my eyes on you, Wuhan.
Yeah, woo. Han.
Could be a professor.
Could be a student.
Or it could be a coincidence that they came back last week, the week the classes started again.
Could be. Telephone. What are you giggling about in there, Smiles? Hmm?
You guys are just ridiculous.
We both have kids over there.
Woo. Han. You do need to.
I've already texted him. Wash your hands. Do you know anyone from Wuhan? He's like, what?
I don't care if they're your best friend. If they cough, done. You're not talking to them.
And if their name is Wu, you run.
It's unlikely, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else? Watch this. Watch them have, they just happen to have come back from there,
mm-hmm.
and they caught a cold or, you know, the flu or bronchitis or something, and everyone is freaking out, assuming it's that, when in actuality, it's just bronchitis.
Or a deadly virus that eats your face off. I mean,
or that! I don't know
if we're going to have time.
You know, I was feeling kind of coffee this morning.
Have you been to Lawrence?
No, not recently.
Is your name Wu?
Stop.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around.
They say word is there is a rather important football game this weekend. Sunday in Miami.
And what the fresh hell is this no tailgating rule? Did you hear about this?
No, what's up?
There's some no tailgating rule. I don't think it's a Miami thing. I think it's a Super Bowl thing.
I think it's a Miami thing and the location of the stadium.
Well, that's their problem.
Well, I know, but that's what happens when you have a stadium in the middle of a big populated area.
See, and you want to put a stadium down.
I didn't mean to spark a downtown stadium conversation, but that's one of the big reasons why it's not a good idea.
Take away all the kids' play toys.
This is from Channel 9. If you are a Kansas City Chiefs fan, you know the game doesn't start on the gridiron. It starts at the gate to the parking lot. And they talk about, you know, the tailgating history here. In Miami, though, members of Chiefs Kingdom may have a tough time. Head south and you'll find palm trees right next to pavement, the perfect parking lot for a party. But on game day, you will be hard-pressed to find one. The NFL has a no tailgating rule at the Super Bowl, and I say...
Let's bring in Laura Moritz from Channel 9, who is in Miami to cover the Super Bowl. Hello, Laura.
That's a terrible rule.
Well, and they added 3,000 more parking spaces for the Super Bowl.
How does one just add 3,000 more parking spaces?
I don't know how they added them, but it means to me it should be a bigger tailgate party.
I agree.
You know, the NFL truly stands for the No Fun League.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
What has it been like down there, Laura? I know that it is such hard work when you're traveling for work, and people don't always get that. It is fun, too, but what have you been doing since you've gotten down there?
Well, we've been going nonstop because there are Chiefs fans arriving, which is so much fun. If you've ever heard about Miami traffic, it is crazy. Even at, like, we had it back from the stadium to our hotel, which is about a 20-minute drive. I guess it was almost 1 o'clock in the morning, so it'd be midnight KC time, and it was still bumper to bumper. It's just crazy.
Wow.
So getting places takes more time than you want it to take, because it's like, well, we want to go here, and we want to go here, and, you know, do all this fun stuff showing people what Miami is all about.
Is that just because it's Miami or because the Super Bowl's in town?
It's just because it's Miami. I can't even imagine what's going to happen come Thursday when people really start rolling in here. But the two fan fests are awesome. they're so much fun for people to be a part of.
Oh, I saw one of your live remotes the other night. It is a nonstop party, and there's stuff for kids to do and families and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it really is just, it is an excellent way to just celebrate the Chiefs, the 49ers, football in general, and that's what people are doing. So those have been just a blast to cover. The people are so nice here. I mean, Miami just opened up its arms and said, come to the big party.
And leave your tax dollars.
Yeah. Spend money.
Have you talked to people, Laura, without getting personal? Like, I just kind of want to say to them, how rich are you that you're down here all week and you're going to the Super Bowl? Have they talked generally about how they came to get their tickets and all that?
Well, we haven't. You know, there's a lot of people down here who are not going to the game.
Oh.
They're just simply Chiefs fans taking part in the fun.
Oh.
We're talking to some ticket holders in the next couple of days who will make their way down here. But, you know, you're going to pay no less than $200 a night in a hotel, and that's probably going to be maybe a little more unsafe hotel.
Right.
Up to $30,000.
Woo! Wait,
hang on. What'd you just say?
$30,000.
For what?
For a penthouse hotel.
Like, do you get the whole Hyatt?
Night?
To keep?
No, a night.
No.
And then $9,000 is what a ticket's going for to the Super Bowl right now.
$30,000 a night? That's $1,100 an hour.
Yeah, right. So I don't know what these people do for a living. But
they're not in broadcasting.
They're not in broadcasting.
No, they are not. I guarantee you they are not in broadcasting.
These are the same people that paid $50,000 for the Super Bowl ticket itself.
Oh, my goodness. Laura, have you found anyone that is hoping to get tickets while they're down there? You know, every once in a while you'll run into someone that's like, we don't have tickets yet. We're going to try.
Well, we've got a guy coming down. What's today? Tuesday? I think tomorrow or Thursday. Doesn't have a ticket, and he's going to try and get one. And we're planning on following him and seeing if it truly happens and how much he pays for it.
And if it works, I always get very leery of the last minute, you know, guy out of the back of his trunk. We reminded everyone yesterday, Laura, if you have tickets, do not post the ticket on social media.
My God, no. I really would not even tell people until you're going through the gate that you have a ticket. I just wouldn't. Because there is a romantic feel in Miami right now about the Chiefs. And they're sort of like a Cinderella team that people now are just dying to see because they haven't been in the Super Bowl for 50 years. So there's this great desire to see Patrick Mahomes on the field. And we all know what that means. I mean, scam artists are going to come out you know, in full force.
Do you get to go to the game, or are you just down there to cover the festivities outside?
No, I will be in watching the game from a table.
Like you're not going to see the field.
No, I believe
it's more like a stool.
I don't know that I'll have a stool, but there will be a table, and I have a place at that table. It could be in the women's restroom. I have no idea. I will be in there, and I'll let you know when I see it.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you're there, though. It's all good.
Have you gotten to the beach?
No, but Len Jennings did his keys to the game at the beach.
That's what you've got to do. You've got to work it into your live shot.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I do. I really do. And maybe we'll figure that out. Today, I did you're going to love this piece on George Toma. I mean, who doesn't love George Toma? The you know, first groundskeeper ever of the Super Bowl. He has taken care of the field for every single Super Bowl. This is his 54th. And he's
no way.
91.
Yeah, he's turning, Scott, he's turning 91 on Sunday.
He's worked every Super Bowl?
Every single Super Bowl, George Toma has been in charge of that field.
Wow.
Every single one.
That's incredible.
So I did a great story with him. And this will probably somehow get me in trouble, but he gave me a piece of the field.
Oh!
I said,
Didn't we all get in trouble for doing that the last time you guys were in Mexico?
Yeah.
Weren't you guys the ones on the field and they were like, no, 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 no?
Yeah, and aren't you the reason they canceled that game down there and moved it to Los Angeles?
Oh, my God.
That's why you got a table and not a chair.
All of a sudden, the table will be gone, and I'll be in handcuffs. Yeah. Take away that person's table.
Well, if you're in handcuffs, welcome to the club.
Right. I'll be in good company, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I'm thrilled that you're down there, Laura, and I cannot wait to see the story about the groundskeeper. When is that airing? Because that's amazing.
That airs tonight at 6 o'clock, Kansas City time, and I am going to show the piece of the field that he gave me.
That's good.
Uh-oh.
We'll see what happens from there.
Okay, I have a super dumb question. So he's the groundskeeper here, but he gets to go down there and, like, inspect the field and stuff and do whatever.
He's in charge of it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, okay, so here's what's crazy. He was the groundskeeper for some of the, like, the first, it wasn't a Super Bowl, but it was, they kind of dubbed it the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, we really like the field that you did for the Orange Bowl. Can you... how about you come on and do the field down here in Florida? And so he's like, all right. They loved it so much. They're like, from now on, I mean, Lamar Hunt was just like, you are in. We absolutely want you to do the Super Bowl forevermore. And so he started with five people, one trunk, 3x4 trunk of tools and equipment. And that's what he used for the first Super Bowl. And now he has two tractor trailer semis come in with equipment so he can... And we show you how he does. He brings in grow lights because he was a little frustrated with his stadium that part of the field is in the shade.
Yeah.
So he brings in rows and rows of grow lights that we'll show you. And he just grows the grass. And he said to tell me, he said for me to tell Kansas City, every blade of grass on the Super Bowl field on Sunday has Kansas City in it.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a great little story.
Oh, I cannot wait to see it.
At 3:15 this afternoon, our time, we're going to be talking to one of your favorite people on the planet.
Chris Ketch.
No.
No?
Professor Tom Hedrick. I'll take a chicken sandwich and a Fresca.
Yep. I love him. Please tell Tom I said hello.
We will.
We totally will.
Funny story, very quickly, and then I won't take up any more of your time. Tom Hedrick, I walked in a Deadhead t-shirt when I attended KU, and I sat down at his desk, and he's like, so you want to be on TV? And I said, well, you know, I thought I'd give it a try. And he holds up his hands like he's putting my face in a box and trying to, like, not look at the Deadhead t-shirt I had on, and he goes, yeah, I think you got a shot. Yeah, sign up for my class.
Well, that's better than what John Broholm said to me.
Yeah, Scott got, you'll never make it.
John, Professor, no, I'm not kidding. Professor Broholm listened to my tape my senior year, and he said, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to be on the radio. And he looked at me, stopped the cassette, and he looked at me dead in the eye, and he goes, you're never going to make it, kid.
Right. He said, you're no Laura Moritz.
John Broholm's tough.
He is.
And I said, I'm going to spend the rest of my career proving you wrong.
Yeah. Well, and you have, my friend. You have.
Hey, you have fun down there. We'll look forward to that report tonight. And say hi to my husband on Thursday.
I certainly will. All right,
be good.
I swear those two spend more time together than we do.
Well, I think that's probably accurate.
He said, how come you get to go down there with Laura? I want to go with Laura.
From the text line, George lives across the street from my sister. His lawn is crazy.
Oh, can you imagine living next door to that lawn?
He doesn't mow it. He cuts it with scissors.
Yeah, literally.
He has grow lights for the lawn. I love this man.
From the text, it's a bit challenging to keep up with him. Oh, no, it's impossible.
You think?
I got a guy on my block who's just like that, too. Like, if a leaf falls, like, alarms go off.
Toby Tobin status.
Yeah, he runs out, picks up that leaf, and throws it in the trash.
The big security lights start flashing.
Yeah. Get out of here, Satan. Oh, thank you to Laura Moritz for joining us. I know how busy they are down there. That's a good time, and I can't wait to see that story.
Tom Hedrick, former voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, who did call the AFL-NFL championship, now known as Super Bowl I, also called Super Bowl II and IV, will be joining us at 3:15 this afternoon.
Oh,
throwback to the 80s. Thank you to Laura Moritz for joining us from Miami.
So fun. Now I'm like, do I want to fly down there with Chris? I should.
Why don't you?
I should.
Can I give you some unsolicited advice?
Yes. I'm always just like, I shouldn't do that.
You are so strong right now.
I am a little high strung.
And I never, and this is the honest to God's truth, I never want to do this show without you. But sometimes you got to get a mental health day in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's coming. I'm going in March. It's coming.
I don't think that's soon enough. I'm being honest with you right now. I am encouraging you to go to Miami.
Yeah, we'll see.
Just take a, get her that vitamin D. Set that thing up.
I started yelling in the newsroom today and Sam goes, I don't even know what you're talking about, but I'm scared.
Well, then there was, and I'm not going to get into the conversation that we had, but I said something to you and you looked at me like with devil eyes. And you go, that is this is a direct quote. That is the dumbest thing you have ever said to me.
Well, it was. It was in the top three.
And I didn't want to say, I told Sam this afterwards, after you went to downstairs or to the restroom or whatever. I said, did you notice I just was like, easy, easy. I said, because you don't want to say calm down to a woman.
No.
That is like how that's how you end up getting murdered.
The tension was in the air.
But you were like, that is the stupidest.
And then someone started arguing about Mr. Peanut and Binkley, who never says a word. Jay Binks over in the corner, sitting over there minding his own business.
They've suspended, Planters has the Mr. Yes. Peanut commercial from the Super Bowl because of Kobe Bryant.
Yes, and so I just said, and I think a lot of people are asking, is that the right call? Would you have done that? I mean, we talk about the news in the newsroom. I said, I didn't see the ad. I understand it was some kind of car crash or something. And Bink just looks up and goes, Mr. Peanut isn't a real person, Dana. Duly noted.
It's not.
Are you sure?
Duly noted.
What do you mean?
Duly noted.
I mean, that just ruined my whole childhood.
It's not even a Monday.
I am strongly encouraging you. And I love you.
I could share a table with Lara.
You could just sit on the beach. I am strongly encouraging you to think about going to Miami.
You're very sweet. I'll think about it.
You don't have the money to go to the game.
Well, I honestly would.
But you could sit on the beach, watch the game, come back Monday sometime.
I was talking with my dear friend Carrie about this today because she's got a friend who's trying to sell their seats for, I think, $4,600 each. And she's trying to help them find a buyer. And I said to her, and I think a lot of people listening fall under that category, even if you have the money to drop on those seats, I would not drop that kind of money on those seats.
It's irresponsible.
And there are a couple of events that I'll spend hundreds of dollars on, like my Elton John Once in a Lifetime last show. The Masters is one of them.
Sure.
That's not cheap to go do that for a couple days. And I am going to go back and do that this year with my father.
Good. I'm glad.
And I love the Chiefs. My God, I love that team. And I love Patrick Mahomes. I just think when you start talking about $10,000 to go watch a football game, $5,000 to go watch a football game.
That you could watch on TV.
That you can watch and be so excited with your friends in a bar or at home.
Now, granted, you live in Mission Hills.
Oh.
Who cares?
But you're not going to miss it. But when you have StubHub and other companies, and I don't fault them, they're in this to make money. When you have them offering loans at 28-30%
mm-hmm. interest levels.
When you have them offering loans for people.
That's cut off hand interest.
And I asked Carrie this. I said, how many people do you think really should not be going down there, can't afford to go down there, but will get caught up in some kind of, you know, quick turnaround loan from somewhere just to be able to say that I was there, for the first time in 50 years. And it's just not my thing.
Well here's what I'm telling you right now. I think you should go. I don't think you should go to the game.
Oh, no. And nor would I, Scott.
I think you need to sit on the beach, soak in a little vitamin D, maybe have a drink with a funny little umbrella sticking out the top, and watch the game on TV, come back on Monday refreshed, rejuvenated. We can hold down the fort. I'm not kicking you out. I'm just concerned. You seem high strung lately. And I think sand on your feet would be really, really good for you.
He's not kicking you out. He just strongly advises that you leave.
He's strongly asking me to leave.
I'm just telling you to go away.
Girl, don't go away, mad.
Just go away. Just go away. But you can't stay here.
I'm not saying go away.
That's a great song, Sam. That's a great song.
I just want you to go away.
Closing time, please leave.
For like 4 days. Just give me a break.
Oh, you make me laugh.
Anyway, what's the name of that song? Same old situation.
It's a good game. It'll be good.
Yeah, just go.
We'll see.
No, go.
You know what puts me in a better mood?
What?
Having Mark Lavoie here to read me my news.
There you go.
I mean, I don't ask for a lot, but every once in a while, I like some Mark Lavoie reading me my news.
I'm a soothing presence.
I mean, what can I say, Mark, you are?
I'm like VapoRub.
CBD pen.
You have one of the driest senses of humor of anyone I've ever worked with, and it's my favorite thing about you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You ready for a little teaser here?
Yeah, I'd like it. You tease me. Wait, your news, Mark Lavoie.
Hang on, wait. Yeah. Hang on. Mark.
We're waiting.
Hang on, here we go. Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Tease me.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.